after Bud Wilkinson's career is over, the new coach then for OU is?
Gomer.
Gomer Jones. What are your recollections of him?
Well, Gomer was Bud's defensive coach and great guy, but did not have the mystique of Bud. People sort of felt like he was second fiddle. Gomer was a good coach and good guy, but he just didn't have it. That's the only way I can explain it.
So he resigns. He remained on as athletic director, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
They tried to hire Darryl Royal from Texas because he had
been the quarterback for Bud.
And he said no to that. Then who did they hire? Jim McKenzie?
Jim McKenzie, yeah, who died.
The offensive line coach for him would have been Barry Switzer.
Yeah. See, all the Switzer years, I was at OSU.
Okay.
But I was at OSU 18 years. I did zero games as Switzer, OU coach.
Okay. But Lee Allen Smith offered you a sportscaster job on WKY-TV.
Right.
This was a big deal then to
switch. Yeah. I was at KNOR and doing weekends at Channel 4 on TV on the weekends without getting into the personalities. Lee Allen wanted the guy that was doing during the week. He wanted him out and offered me the job. And to this day, this person and I are not real buddies.
Oh, he's still around, this person.
Yes.
That shall remain nameless at the moment, I guess.
I don't want to embarrass him. There's no reason to bring his name up.
Right. On the weekends when you were there, you'd see celebrities coming into the television station. Buck Owens show and some of those people.
And the wrestlers. Good heavens. I've never been, I don't put myself above them by any means, but I've never been a star watcher type. So what? You know, everybody has their own gig.
But it's interesting about the Buck Owens show because that was sponsored by the original Mathis brothers, Bud and Don.
Right.
A lot of people may not know that these Mathis brothers are doing what their father and uncle did way back when.
Right.
First year for Coach McKenzie, it's in 1966, OU beats Texas. You were doing high school basketball and football games through all that, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Norman High School games at Owen Field, the lighting was...
horrible. Terrible. There was an NFL exhibition game between the Chicago Cardinals and Detroit Lions. It was a night game, and it was sponsored by Safeway. You buy so many groceries and get a ticket to this game, and it was packed. Owen Field was packed. In fact, the overflow, and they made a mistake by selling too many tickets. It's nightfall, and we turn on the miserable lights, and the Detroit Lions announcer asked me, where are they going to turn the lights on? I said, this is it. He said, this is it? I mean, the northeast corner of that field was dark in the end zone. It's just terrible lighting. When we did high school games, you could hardly see. It's embarrassing, really.
You probably had to do some recreating.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you were actually there.
You couldn't see, you know. It's ridiculous.
Coach McKenzie dies at OU. Then Chuck Fairbanks is named coach, and he had 6 years that were quite successful. Fairbanks is named coach of the NFL's New England Patriots.
Chuck was good. He's a friend. He still is. Was very nice to me. Worked well. No problems there at all.
67 season, new faces appeared. Steve Owens.
Steve's been a lifelong friend. Great friend.
Tell us your first recollection of him.
Well, not my first recollection, but I'll tell you something people find hard to believe. When they had the Heisman Trophy the year he won, they didn't invite him to New York. People did not go to New York in those days. They went over to Dr. President Cross's office. Steve would go in with President Cross, and there was a guy from the Norman Transcript, and I was at KNOR. I don't think any of the TV stations in Oklahoma City were there. Phone rang, and they told President Cross, Steve Owens has won the Heisman. He was in his office. That was it. So there wasn't a big hoopla like there is now.
Steve came on as a sophomore. He was from Miami, Oklahoma. Just
right.
A very nice. You remember him then, perhaps, as a very humble.
Yeah, I remember him just as a great runner.
Back in those days, we had a quarterback by the name of Jack Mildren.
Oh, yeah. Jack became good friends.
Tell us about his career there.
Great ability. Great athlete. And very confident. He's the type of guy that you want as a quarterback because has the aura about him that we can get it done. Jack was just a great guy. I was riding on the bus with a team from the hotel to the Cotton Bowl when we got to Texas, the annual game, on the year that OU went to the Wishbone. And Jack said, if we don't win today against Texas, we're never going to win. And we won that day. But I remember him telling me that on the bus. That's the year they surprised Texas by going to the Wishbone.
Did you know that that Wishbone was going to be on the
then? No. Greg Pruitt wore number 30, I believe. Or maybe it was 90. Anyway, he wore a wide receiver number because he was a wide receiver. They went to the dressing room and came back out, and I noticed his number had changed. And I told Jack before we went there, I said, he's wearing number 30 instead of, and sure enough, they came out in the wishbone. We called it the Y formation in those days.
So was that the first time you'd seen it?
When OU lined up in the Y, or the wishbone, Pruitt had his old number on his helmet and his new number on his jersey. Texas won that game.
Yeah, they did win that game, but that was the key time for the wishbone and served OU well for many, many, many years.
Definitely.
And you were a full-time sports director then in 1970 at Channel 4.
Right.
71, OU beats Texas with the wishbone, and OU becomes number two in the nation.